Okay. Well, here's a little something that's a little bit different. I don't know. You tell me. We'll see. We got this thing, the longest listener contest going on. People who listen, you know, for the longest. And we're opening it up now to make it also the shortest listener contest. people who listen just, you know, for the first time. And may listen again, may not. You know, that moment you have. And so, you know. And it could be as long. But I've been having people coming up to me and saying, you know, I came to your show 25 years ago. And then they don't say it, you know, and I came again. They never came again. You know, they came 25 years ago and thought it was all right. Never came again. So I thought, well, some of those people probably didn't even know that they've been listening for that long, 25 years ago. So what I did was I took went to the show, actually 25 years ago, the show, which would have been on March the 3rd, 1990, the audience that came on that day. So, and one of them could be the winner of our contest. I'm saying if they had been listening since then, and perhaps they had forgotten that actually they were here. So there's a little clip here. This is an audience interaction. This is me in the audience, March 3rd, 1990, 25 years ago.
We should give equal time here now. I noticed we had some Dan Quayle supporters here, and they left, actually. They're gone.
Dan Quayle.
Do you want to take get some equal time here on his behalf?
I think I'm outnumbered in this audience, so...
No, we respect your opinion, don't we? What's your name, sir?
Walt Dalska.
Walt, you know you're wearing your hat on your knee. just to give you an idea of the source here. Right?
Dan Quayle supporter would do something like that.
What do you like about Dan Quayle?
Well, I think Dan is maturing. I agree he has made some blunders.
He's getting older. Is that maturing? The same thing?
Maturing. That is excellent.
I'm getting older. You're getting older.
Yes, you're right on that, too.
but that's not the same thing as maturing, necessarily.
I think he is trying to understand history, and once he gets a better grasp of history, he'll do okay.
Isn't it a little late, though, is what we're wondering? I mean, some of these basic things, you know?
Well, George is healthy.
Yeah, okay, that's important. Are these the Burgermeisters? Which one's Rick? Hi, Rick. How are you?
Fine.
Now, you're from Charleston, West Virginia.
That's right, yeah.
Nice to have you here. Rick, what do you do there in Charleston?
I'm a district manager for a machinery company.
Is that a good job? It sounds like a good job.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And, a lot of people under you?
A few people, yeah.
What kind of a boss are you, Rick?
A good one, great one, yeah. Great one.
Do you write memos at all? Or?
Certainly, yeah.
You ever write any nasty memos? Or?
Occasionally, sure.
And you're here visiting...
my mother-in-law, Irene McCann.
Yeah. Is Irene down here? Irene, how are you? Nice to see you.
Hi, Mary and Gregory. Charleston.
We can't do that, Irene. See, that's a personal communication. Who are Mary and Gregory?
My daughter and grandson.
In Charleston? Can you pick up the phone sometime, maybe, and dial them? Is that...
We did that last night for about an hour.
It's kind of redundant then, isn't it? I mean, and I don't interrupt your phone conversations when you're talking to them. Now, what is this? Why does my mother-in-law's well run dry every time I visit? Is this metaphorical or what?
I don't know. I think she turns it off. I think she turns the pump off when I come.
I mean, the pump is down?
Entirely out of water when Rick came.
Is that right? So what are you doing out there for water?
I had to go buy some. Yeah. Go to McDonald's.
Well, you had to haul it in, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. We live in the country, and it's just Mother Nature's way of telling us we have to dig deeper for water.
Yeah, because the drought probably lowered the water table.
Right.
But why would there be a drought every time Rick comes is the question.
Oh, probably because, I can't figure that one out yet.
So if you're getting by, you just...
Right. I handed him a kettle of hot water this morning and asked him if he had ever used this before, and he said, yeah, when we go to camp. And I said, well, then go to camp on the second floor where my bathroom is and use it.
So you're camping on the second floor.
Yeah, that's right.
Is he lighting fires up there, do you know, or anything?
I don't think so.
Nice to see all the Burgermeisters here. And I have your name tag stuck on my foot, so that's... So I'll think of you for a long time to come. All right, fine. We're doing great here. We're having a great time, and you're not having a great time, are you?
No.
He's in shock. Little boy, terrible. Little boy went into shock when I approached him with a microphone. That happens. Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you? Oh, I'm in graduate school now.
Oh, what is your dissertation? Have you figured that out yet?
Yeah, but it wouldn't mean probably too much to you.
Try me.
I'm writing on Mikhail Lermontov.
Oh, yeah.
Gesundheit. Which I have a roll of toilet paper here if you want to blow your nose. That, who is it?
He's a 19th century Russian poet.
What might I know?
Nothing.
How did you happen to pick something like that? That's kind of interesting.
Well, because I read some of them. I liked it. It's good.
You liked it, but you want to build your life around the fact that you liked a couple of poems? It seems like quite a leap of faith.
Well, I wouldn't mind making a living reading poetry and writing about it for the rest of my life, so you know, it seemed to be the good thing to do.
Can you give us an example of his poetry?
In English?
No, in Russian's fine. It wouldn't rhyme in English, right?
Well, no.
Oh, it's poetry, ain't it? Well, forgive me, it rhymes, it's poetry. It don't rhyme, it's blank verse or something. I don't know. I taught it, I didn't study it.
You really want this?
Oh, I'd love to hear it, yes.
Okay. Выхожу один я на дорогу, сквозь туман кривнистый путь.
What's this called?
This is Выхожу один я на дорогу.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Сквозь туман кривнистый путь блестит, ночь тиха, пустыня внемли Богу, и звезда звездою говорит. That's the first stanza. The first.
It's a twist on it. I like that.
Yeah.
There's a little irony.
What?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm liking it much.
Do you want more?
The next verse.
Goodness, I'm trying to... I can't remember the next verse.
Wasn't that very lovely? and roughly, to paraphrase in English, what's he talking about?
It translates as, I step out onto the road alone, and the cobblestone path shines before me. The night is quiet, the empty land heeds God, and a star with another star is speaking.
Nice. See, if that rhymed, that would be poetry. Very.
In the 20th century, that's free verse.
Yeah, okay, it's free verse. I knew there was a word for it. Jim, we have something for this.
Oh, absolutely. For all poets, a case of Lein & Kugel beer from the Lein & Kugel Brewing. Chicory Farm.
What is your name, man?
My name? Yeah. Andrew Swenson.
Andrew, nice to meet you. Very nice job. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good.
What have you got? What are you clutching there?
Bear.
It's a bear. Does it have a name?
Snuffles.
Snuffles. Well, I could be Snuffles today. Because I'm snuffling. Have you had a cold yet this winter?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you take for it?
No.
A lot of liquids and you stay warm? That doesn't work, though. See, nothing works is the problem. Did you just lose a tooth or what? Yeah?
Yeah.
When did you lose it?
Last week.
Last week, huh? And how much would you get for it? Did you put it under your pillow?
A pack of gum and a dollar and a quarter.
A dollar and a quarter? Do you know what that whole mouth is worth? You're worth a lot of money there. Those teeth are money in the bank to you. Did you ever think of just pulling all the rest of them and leave? I used to get 10 cents, 25 cents. That's amazing. What are you going to do with the money?
Save it.
You're going to save it, okay, and buy some new teeth, perhaps. And Sarah, did you have a question you wanted to ask me? I noticed there's a question here about my marital status.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married, but my wife is not. Or at least it hasn't dawned on her yet. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Nice talking with you, Sarah. Oh, you want to say hi to your teacher? That's fine.
Hi.
Good. That'll go a long way. That'll go a long way. That's Sarah Cornett.
So my point is, any of those people now qualify for the longest listener contest, simply by virtue of still listening. But anything short of that will work, too. So it was pretty cute, though. I especially like a little girl with a tooth. Although the Russian poetry is not bad. Let's do more of that. So if you want to check out this contest, there are details. And how can they learn about Todd? And we'll fly you here from wherever you are now, unless it's the next world. Okay, so we can't do anything with that. But.
If they just go to notmuch.com, they'll find information about the challenge there.
Yeah. And if you're a pretty long listener, we're not going to be nitpicking over this, you know, for quite a while. And if it's been significant to you, you know, significant experience in your life, what do you know? The significance of it is what's important. And for something insignificant, it's pretty hard to do, but I know you can fake it. So, yeah, notmuch.com. Check it out there. And you can do it with a video. You can do it, you can write something.
Videos would be good.
Yeah, videos are good.
Yeah.
You can do an MP3, just an audio thing. You want to do that. Anything you want to do, fine. You can do it in pictures, hieroglyphs, anything you got. John, you were on there too, but I cut that out, that part.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Snuffles. What was the bear's name?
Snuffles.
Snuffles.
Yeah.
I remember Snuffles. That's the only thing I remember.
You remember Snuffles?
It's the only thing I remember about that clip.
Yeah, isn't that sweet? You remember Snuffles. That's good. You and Jeff were talking about what you do the rest of the week.
We were?
Jeff Eccles, yeah.
Because
that question, you know, I don't get it so much anymore because people don't really care what I do. They always say, you know, what do you do the rest of the week, you know? And they ask you guys the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have a stock answer for that?
I would say, I would look and get a really angry look in my face and go, what's your problem?
Really?
No.
That's a bad approach.
I'm joking. No, I was like you. I would explain. Yeah.
You said you worked at a mortuary or something.
I did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was probably.
That was the early.
I think it was probably pulling their leg.
Yeah.
I never worked at a mortuary.
Okay. All right. So then, anyhow,
the funeral home.
How about some music here now?
Okay.
I could do 30 years of you playing the piano.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yeah. And how it's developed over the years.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we could cut out the first 25.
Did you have a breakthrough at a certain point in your playing? Did you think that you
I don't know. You just keep at it. And
transcended?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, you get better.
You are a master now. I think you're a master.
I wouldn't say that.
I used to call you ham-fisted, but.
No, I don't think you. You weren't the one who said
They're
that.
They're hardly somebody, even cutlets now, John.
Somebody wrote in saying that. They were probably. It was
oh, yeah.
True
I must have
time.
Picked up on that.
So.
Okay. Not true.
No.
And you had actually written one of the songs on the show that day, so you've been writing this whole time.
Yeah, I have been.
Yeah. And have any of these songs actually been published and protected under the law?
Once, this is really boring, but once I play them on the show, they're considered published. Well, that's how I feel about it, too. You ever try to look into the intellectual property laws and stuff? It's really...
So you don't have to publish them? But shouldn't you at least name them? Because I noticed that 9 out of 10 of your songs have no names.
I know. I usually name them later.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
Later one, later two. Later Hosen.
Way later.
Yeah, way later. Better later than never.
Yeah. So, well, I could do an original one right now that's untitled.
Well, wouldn't that be interesting? Or would it? They're so nice. Look how nice. They treat anything.
So I've been working on this the last couple of weeks. So
yeah, it took 2 weeks.
Two or three weeks. Yeah.
What took so long? Well, I thought that a song comes to you. You get the melody.
Well, as I've gotten older, I realize that you get an idea and it comes to you, and then I used to just let it rip. There it is. But if you work on it a little bit, change it around, let it ferment.
Ferment.
Yeah.
And then crystallize?
No, you don't want it to crystallize.
No.
Just ferment. Kind of like kimchi, you know?
Huh. Yeah. There's a good title.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good title.